Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
A mere 31 days till the NFL season begins. We have got so much to tackle on this show today. It is Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. There are five stories that you probably have paid some attention to, but others that you have not paid enough attention to that are the absolute most important to watch over the course of the next month. That is where we will begin momentarily. We've got Hembo. We have got Bubba on the hashtag crew, of course, with us today. We will get to some baseball and why exactly tonight's game in the Field of Dreams game is still very important despite the fact that you have two teams that are not in contention. It's all on the table today. Let's roll.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
Well, where we are going to begin today is with the NFL season. That is just 4 weeks away. And of course, the biggest story of all has been Deshaun Watson and his situation as that continues to unfold. The Browns yesterday announced that they were going to start Deshaun Watson on Friday night in the preseason opener. It is amazing to me how far Jimmy Haslam has really gone to separate himself and his organization almost from the league on the way this has all played out. And what do I mean by that? Well, it's pretty simple. They, yet again, by announcing that yesterday, are throwing down the gauntlet. This is the team that went out and gave him $230 million guaranteed. This is the team that structured his contract so that if he did get suspended for this season, he would not lose very much money, only $1 million of that 230. And this is now the team that is trying to force the hand of the league and of the designee from the league, Mr. Harvey, to try to make their decision now to get it over with so that Deshaun Watson and the NFLPA can fight against it should they choose to. What does it actually mean for Deshaun Watson to play in a preseason game? Here's Keyshawn Johnson this morning on KJNM.
I think it is the right move because whether he plays this season or not, he's been away from football for quite some time. You certainly want to use the preseason as an opportunity to get the reps in live action that he's been missing. And this is not uncommon. You see it all the time in the National Football League with teams playing players that will miss the first part of the season due to suspension. That's just the way it is. I believe it's because preseason games are essentially part of training camp. You're not suspended from training camp. You're suspended for the regular season.
But if he's gone for the entire season, he can't play tomorrow night. And what that is simply what the NFL does not want to see. They do not want to see him on the field tomorrow night in any way. So that decision, to me, is feeling like it may come tomorrow afternoon around 5 o'clock. It's not the old Friday news dump. That's just kind of a convenient little sidebar of it, even though there's really no such thing anymore in 24/7 news. But at the same time, it's giving them the least amount of time possible to try to get any kind of legal recourse they have in action to get him on the field. I got to tell you, you're not going to see him on the field tomorrow night. You're not going to see him on the field this season, and I don't think the league or the NFLPA in any way is going to be successful with this. And the sooner everybody decides to kind of cut their losses, the better. The league has come out this week and actually made proposals to go ahead and try to settle it with Deshaun Watson and just come down on something that would be acceptable. It might be a year that they want. It might be a heavy fine. Maybe it's 12 games and a heavy fine. No matter what it is, if you're Deshaun Watson, why are you continuing to fight at this point? That's really what it gets down to me. Why are you continuing to fight at this point? So with all of that, we know that Watson is a huge story, but we also know there are other huge stories around the NFL, and we have gone through some of the biggest stories in the league over the last couple of weeks, but there are others that we really need to pay a lot more attention to. And that has us with a very early edition today of the Green List.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
The Green List.
So let's do this. This, for me, with the season being a month away, Hembo, are the top five storylines that we have to pay attention to before the start of the season. Yeah, Deshaun is in there, but in a different way. But let's start at the bottom.
Number five.
Number five is Ron Rivera in Washington. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on in Washington? Rivera is now 14-20 as the Commanders head coach. They made the playoffs the first year by winning the division at 7-9. They were 7-10 last year. The last time I checked, they don't have the most patient owner. And the last time I checked, Carson Wentz is their quarterback. This is not a great combination for Ron Rivera. Let's also throw in here, Hembo, the other day, they fired their defensive line coach in the middle of training camp. That's not a good sign.
The defense, to me, is the single biggest question mark here, actually, not the quarterback. 2 years ago, like you said, they made the playoffs with the number four defense in the sport. Last year, they had the number 25 defense in the sport. Depending on how good that unit is, I think we'll go a long way in determining whether or not Ron Rivera is their coach just for now or for a while.
What would we all say if we were asked what's the most important position group on that team, or what is the team, what is the position group that is best on the Commanders? It's the defensive line.
No question.
And they just fired the coach. It tells you that there was a disconnect between the players and him, and it also tells you that maybe Rivera's not reading this situation great.
Hmm.
Ron Rivera is a guy to keep an eye on here, because if things turn south, I could see him being in the middle of the year and being a guy that might get cut loose.
Number four.
It's the Bears. The Bears, to me, are just sad. It makes me sad to think of where they are, where they have been, and are they any closer to getting to where they want to be? Well, it's year one for Ryan Poles. This has to be a take a step back before you take a couple of steps forward. But there are two big issues here. Number one, are you really setting up Justin Fields to succeed? We've talked about this quite a bit, and it seems like by the day, they are setting him up a little bit more to fail than they are to succeed. And that worries me, because I think he's got a lot of talent. Dan Graziano was here earlier in the week, said, hey, they like him a lot from everything they are saying. That's fine. But if they go through this season, they haven't given him a good offensive line. He doesn't have a group of great weapons. When you bring in the fourth receiver from the Chiefs, it's always going to look better when you had Patrick Mahomes throwing to him. Is Byron Pringle going to be a difference maker after you let Allen Robinson go? That's a tough one to try to swallow. And then there's Roquan Smith. You know, Jeremy Fowler was talking about this yesterday on SportsCenter. The Bears seemingly would want to trade Roquan Smith if they could get a first-round pick. But is somebody going to give them a first-round pick at a non-premium position? He's a great, great linebacker. But it's not a position where teams want to invest those kind of resources, a first-round pick, and then pay him. It's dicey. And it's nice that Roquan wants to be traded. If I'm the Bears here, I almost think they want to trade him and get draft picks and try to, you know, build toward the future. But I would take a second look at this, because this is a guy that can help you this season. And while I may not want to pay him for the long term, I can't imagine a situation where Roquan Smith isn't playing during the regular season.
You got a question. Mm. Do you like making money?
I do.
Because right now, the Chicago Bears win total in Vegas at Caesars Sportsbook is 6.5.
I mean, that's the lock under the season. And as I pointed out the other day, I already jumped on this. And I don't want to be a negative guy. I don't like betting against teams. I don't like rooting for teams to lose, despite the fact that I have this reputation of being a bad guy.
But
the Bears at 10-1 to have the worst record in the league. Let's make some money.
Number three.
Deshaun Watson. Yes, his whole situation. But more importantly, who's going to be the Browns quarterback this year? You can't give up an entire year. You just can't do it. And that's why they need to be in the mix here on Jimmy Garoppolo. And frankly, this is what's even more mystifying to me about how the Browns are going about this, saying yesterday we're going to start Deshaun Watson. You're pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing when you should be preparing and preparing for what the inevitability is. And if Jimmy Haslam doesn't see that, he doesn't want to see that. If it's not going to be Jimmy Garoppolo, it's going to be Jacoby Brissett. And to me, that's tossing away the season.
And
I'm not saying Garoppolo is going to get you the Super Bowl, but he's going to give you a much better chance.
You just said you don't like rooting for teams to lose. I'll tell you what. I'm rooting for the Browns to lose every single game. Browns have become the most unlikable team in the NFL because, in this case, they practically sold their soul to the devil.
It appears that way. And you're right. There are teams that I can root against when you have those kind of situations, and this is one of them. So, yeah, I will actively be rooting against the Browns. Okay, so apparently I do like rooting against people.
Number two.
That's Daniel Jones. I really don't get the impression that this has been an amazing preseason. I think we could talk all we want about Brian Daboll turning him into Josh Allen. I don't expect that to happen. I just don't expect much to happen with Daniel Jones. Can't stay on the field. His neck has been bothering him in camp from what you can gather from what Chris Canty has said here. That bothers me when I watch him throw the ball and he doesn't exactly look sharp on a lot of throws. Daniel Jones is a big, big, big story in the league because, like, the Giants should be a team that is actually sniffing around Garoppolo right now.
Mm.
They actually should be. And then finally,
number one.
That's Matthew Stafford, the defending Super Bowl champions. Guys, the Rams are trying to downplay this. I'm telling you, it's a thing. The elbow is a thing. And that's why if I were the Rams and Garoppolo actually ended up getting cut, I might look at signing him. And if I were Garoppolo, I'd be all over that. Because even if Stafford plays, it's an ideal situation. And can you imagine how his value just goes up being around Sean McVay? And it still gives the Rams, who are very much win now, an opportunity to do just that. So those are your top five stories in the NFL that I'm going to be watching very closely over the next few weeks. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, a month away. What concerns you the most about your team? 888-729-3776. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. In just moments, the very latest on the moment-by-moment developing situation with Deshaun Watson. And yes, it is Thursday. It is that time. Dear Diana is on the way. Send your questions in to me at Chris Carlin on Twitter or just to the hashtag Dear Diana with two N's. Diana Rossini is our life coach and she will answer your questions. And we've got a couple of doozies already to try to get you on track. Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You need some advice? You need to figure your life out? It's coming. It's coming, this segment. Dear Diana on the way. Send the questions to hashtag Dear Diana on Twitter. Chris Garland in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Hembo is here. Bubba is here. You are here. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance, here to help you score big savings. To see how much you can save on auto insurance, visit progressive.com. So we turn to ESPN NFL insider Diana Rossini, who joins us right now. We will get to Dear Diana in just a few minutes. How are we doing?
Hi, everybody. It's good to be here. Hello to you listening in your car at home, maybe power washing the deck like my dad is doing right now for me. Chris, I just, as you guys know, I just moved into a new home. And basically what I do is I just send a list to my father, who, by the way, is 68 years old and retired. He doesn't need to be out in the heat. And he gets this list done. So I don't want to hear anyone complaining about a hard day's work, because this man's out here really breaking a sweat just for me.
Yeah, that's what fathers do. But you're right. Listen, the heat thing, I mean, you know, could your husband kind of take a look at that and see, yeah, maybe I can get you out of there.
Isn't that the funny part? It's like, I'm married. Like, my father shouldn't be doing this anymore.
But I'm married too, and I can only tell you that I would get an incredibly dirty look if my wife's father was out doing something in the heat and I was not. And I might be I shouldn't say babysitting if it's your kid, but I might be watching the kids. But I, you know, maybe Dad can watch the kid for a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
He needs to come in the house. Believe me, my husband's hands are softer than a baby's. So he wouldn't even know the first thing to do out there with a hose. Meanwhile, my dad's out there scrubbing, using all these different pieces of equipment to make sure my patio is nice and shiny. So in the end, I didn't marry, you know, they always say that you marry someone like your father, which, you know, that's the mistake I made.
But it's kind of brilliant on his part. If you act like you don't know what you're doing, you get out of a lot of things. And that strategy has worked for me many, many times. All right, let's go to the NFL, Diana, for a second. First of all, what's the latest here on what you're hearing on Watson?
Yeah, so we know right now he's out the first six games of the season, no matter what. That's not changing. The only thing that could change there are the games that would be added on to the six games, because that's what the league is appealing right now. We heard Roger Goodell's very, very strong comments about Watson. And we are now waiting for a decision to be made whether or not those added games will actually go down. So he's planning on starting tomorrow night in the preseason game for the Cleveland Browns. And that's fine. He's technically allowed to do that. But if it is ruled that he is out for the full season, he will not be able to participate in preseason activity. So some of this is all very new. But at the same time, if there's a ruling that comes down in the next 24 hours, even maybe tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, maybe even 5 minutes before the game, you know, we may not see Deshaun Watson. But as of now, the plan is Watson is under center.
Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL insider, with us. What I find most curious is that they are continuing to wait and almost force the hand of the league to get a decision before they actually move forward. If they are in the mix for a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, who would play in a very similar system, Diana, I know that they have been good on Jacoby Brissett for a few games, but are the Browns really in a place where they're comfortable with Brissett for an entire season if need be?
So from what I can gather, based on the conversations I've had, and even Kevin Stefanski has been pretty transparent with the media in discussing this and this being their quarterback situation and almost quarterback dilemma, because they are in a really tough position here. Because what do they do? It's almost like they have to wake up every day going, is today the day where Jacoby takes over? I mean, we know we're going to see Jacoby week one, we think. But Stefanski has said they have a game plan for all different scenarios, including a one-year suspension. Now, does that plan mean it changes from what their plan is right now with the six games? I'm not sure of that right now. But if Deshaun Watson is going to miss a full year, Jimmy Garoppolo makes a lot of sense, especially because a lot of the offense that Stefanski runs, it's not identical to what Kyle Shanahan does, but there's a lot of similarities. And you know, when we've seen how well Jimmy can play when he doesn't have to do too much, when they've got a good defense and a strong run game. So it's not a crazy thought. But in the meantime, the San Francisco 49ers, they're just sitting back, Chris, waiting for the right scenario here. They're almost back in a position of power, if we could call it that, because, you know, how much power do you have? Jimmy's still on the roster, and it's August 11th. But they are waiting to see how this all unfolds, and perhaps a team that will be desperate for a quarterback if one were to get hurt, or perhaps if Deshaun Watson does face his one-year suspension.
All right, one last one on the NFL before we get to hashtag Dear Diana. Send your questions in on Twitter right now. If you need some life advice, she's as good as it gets at it. At least that's what we have decided. At this point, the way the Bears are positioning things around Justin Fields, are they setting up to draft another quarterback next year, Diana, or do they like him and this year doesn't play into his future as much as it kind of looks like it does without a whole lot of help?
I appreciate how you set that question up, because you sound confused.
Yes.
And you should. Like, you're a professional broadcaster. You don't mess up ever, actually.
And that question was very confusing.
No, it's confusing. It's confusing, Chris, because they're confusing. You have a defensive-minded head coach taking over for a quarterback that needs to develop. Let's just start there with the basics in terms of the hiring process. And a lot of credit to Matt Eberflus. He's a fantastic defensive coordinator, and I've covered him for years, and he's very good at his job. But this team is in need of quarterback growth, and Justin Fields needs to do that. And just hearing some, or at least having some conversations, hearing sounds like rumor. It wasn't rumor. It's just having good conversations with people in Chicago. They like Justin Fields. They're in on Justin Fields. There's just a big learning curve here, and it's just going to take time. And I just don't know if a Bears organization wants to give it that much time. You know, and I give credit to Justin Fields, and I've said this a lot. I appreciate how he's been honest with everybody about where he's at and where the team is at, where this offense is at. You know, we constantly are trying to pick through sound bites and quotes and figure out how players really feel. And, you know, just a few weeks ago, he's like, yeah, well, we could never play a game. Like, we could never go out there and play a game. And because that's the reality. That is true. And there's a lot of teams in that position. And I just think this is going to be a work in process. In progress.
All right. Your questions for Diana Rossini, our ESPN NFL insider, having nothing to do with the NFL, just having to do with life, coming in 30 seconds. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and help you save time and money down the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We still don't have your intro set up. The production people are working furiously toward the fall. I think we're calling this kind of a soft launch on the Canty and Carlin show. But let's get into it nonetheless, just to give people a taste of what they have to look ahead. We have three questions today. You can send them in, hashtag Dear Diana. Here's one where we start, and I find this one very interesting. It's from Anthony. Dear Diana, how do you handle when you feel like you have outgrown your friends?
First of all, I would like to start this segment by saying that you should do as I say, not as I do. That's something my parents used to say to me as a child, you know, because I'd be like, well, you're doing it. And they're like, well, don't follow me. Just do what I say. So most of the advice I give, I don't follow, but I believe in it. And I want to be like that. And I hope one day my son is follows some of the things that I suggest.
But, you'd call it aspirational, basically. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's difficult at times to make life decisions. But outgrowing your friends is such a real thing, and I know Hembo is shaking his head right there, understanding what that's like. Here's the thing. You have to be okay with it. I think as you get older, the smaller your group is, the better, because what starts to happen is the quality. When you're in your early 20s, even in your teens, it's all about the quantity, right? You want to be the most popular person with 50 friends. Forget that. First of all, it's expensive to have all those friends. Who's got the damn time to have all those friends? Mm. And now, because of that time crunch, if you limit it, the value of your friendships are so much better. So if you were to just outgrow them, good for you. Outgrow them. On to the next.
See, I love this because that's exactly right. It has to be about quality later on and who you actually want to spend time with versus quantity. And I couldn't agree more on the fact that you can go broke in your 20s going to 800 weddings and bachelor parties.
What I can't believe is that Diana is not charging a lot of money for this advice. The fact that this is free is remarkable. What a service she is providing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
my goodness. My goodness.
Yeah, it's very true. I have spent probably a year's college tuition on bridal showers, baby showers, bachelorette parties. Because it's been a bit since I've been to a bachelorette party, thank God. But I remember thinking I had to go to every one of them. By the way, now I would love to go to one. If anyone needs like an extra person, I am in. All I want to do is dance by a pool and get drunk. Well, not really get drunk, but a couple cocktails.
It wouldn't kill you. Absolutely.
Make it stronger.
All right. Next one from Mark. Diana, this is more of a philosophical question. If I'm making a BLT and use turkey bacon, is it really a BLT?
No, it's not. Ew, turkey bacon? I understand you have to be healthy, but if you're going to lean into the BLT, which, by the way, is such a fake healthy lunch, my family has them all the time. Like, let's eat healthy today. Let's have a BLT. What about that is healthy? It's not. Lean into the fat. Have a true bacon made coming from a pig.
Outstanding. Last one, a little bit serious, but I think you can be helpful here. Gary wants to know, dear Diana, what's the best way to find love if you have some social anxiety and you struggle with your self-esteem?
Gary, everyone is struggling with self-esteem. Do not buy into anything that you see on social media or perhaps what you perceive to be people with all this confidence. We're all disasters. We all wake up and look in the mirror and think we're ugly and we're stupid and we're not making enough money. We're not good parents. And we're not good friends. And we all want better. So guess what? You're in the boat with all of us. So you're no different. So go out there, put yourself out there, and find somebody who maybe feels the same exact way, because you will be surprised how many women out there are in the same position you're in. So go give it a try. Don't worry about what people think.
Outstanding.
My goodness. That is my new ringtone.
Yeah.
That is my new ringtone, Diana.
Listen, as we said, soft launch, success.
Very
absolutely.
Much
so. I love it. This is why we're doing it weekly on Canty and Carlin, weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Last question here, just as an aside, because Hembo has asserted that he is the very best at something in the world. Do you feel that there is anything in your life that you are the best in the world at?
Yes, parallel parking. I can get my car in any space. It doesn't matter how small it is, how big the car is. I can get a Mack truck in a space that like a little Toyota hybrid needs to fit in. I just have this magical power of being able to fit. And my favorite is when someone in the car challenges me. If you make it a competition, we're just going in reverse. We're never even going in drive. We don't need to. The car's just going to go right in park, turn it off, boom.
Love it.
Wow.
She always delivers. This is the best thing about it.
That's the best segment on radio right there.
Diana, appreciate it. We will talk next week. More questions. If you just think of them over the weekend, whenever, hashtag Dear Diana on Twitter. Diana Rossini, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
So you think you are the best in the world at something. We will examine that in just a moment. Summer's packed with activity, so if you're a business owner, you don't want to spend your free time sorting through unqualified candidates. Instead, you could be at a backyard barbecue with friends. That's why you need ZipRecruiter to find great candidates. They do the work for you. ZipRecruiter's technology finds the right candidates for your job, and you can invite your top choices to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Hembo tweeted this earlier. I am an all-time great, perhaps the greatest ever, at eyeing the amount of leftovers on the table and picking the exact right size Tupperware for it. I mean, I want to say that that's meaningless, But it's really not. It is there is a degree of necessity to that. And before we bring Hembo in on this, it does bring up the question, is there something that you are the very best in the world at, that you believe you are the best in the world at? You just heard Diana with parallel parking. Bubba, we welcome you in. Your thoughts, is there something that you are the best in the world at?
Oh, man, I was trying to think. I mean, Diana had a great answer, and right off the bat, too.
Absolutely.
She knew, because
listen, to be clear, she didn't know any of these questions were coming,
by the way. Yeah, exactly. That's what makes it great. She just knew right
away.
Exactly.
None of them got to her in advance.
Yeah, no, so she just knows she's great at parallel parking. I'm trying to think. You know, one thing I really pride myself on is just having great self-awareness of just reading the room.
Yeah.
You know, of just understanding situations of when things are getting awkward and just knowing when to say the right thing or not say the wrong thing, and clearly seeing other people doing uncomfortable things and knowing when to back away or step out. I think that's something I pride myself on and do quite well. So self-awareness is something I think I'm great at.
And reading the room very quickly at a party. If you walk in, you can sense right away where things are headed.
Yeah, I think I just good sense of everything, what's going on, what's happening, who's doing what, what's going on.
Yeah, I'm kind of similar. I don't know if I'm the best in the world at it, but I'm pretty good at knowing when somebody hates me right away. I absolutely am very good at telling that. And I'll tell a story, and I couldn't have been more right about it.
Wow.
At my last job, I got fired at the end of it, and I knew the first time I met one of my bosses there that she hated me right away. Right away, like right out of the gate. And it was so bad that it got to this point at the very beginning. I met the new boss. I walked away for 5 minutes. I came back, and she was talking to Bart. And then she turned to me and said, "I'm sorry, have we met?"
Oh my God.
No. 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, it wasn't even 5 minutes.
What a tell.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was hosting Afternoon Drive on the station at the time. 5 minutes. And it wasn't even just then. And in that very second, I'm done. I know I'm done. I can tell when you hate me. There is no question about it. But that's the question we put to you. Is there something that you know you are the very best in the world at? Or you believe it, at least. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com. Up next, your calls at 888-729-3776 on the NFL storylines that you are most concerned with before the start of the season, 27 days or whatever it is from now, because Hembo's giving me bad numbers all over the place, and I can't count to save my life, but we'll get to that. But also, the Yankees, what we saw yesterday in baseball was a microcosm of the entire Yankee problem. We'll discuss next. It is Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There are people who believe they are the best in the world at something, and they are calling in, and I invite you to do the same at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Hembo is here. Bubba is here. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is here for you, and they're always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, along with 24/7 support. Experienced staff, curbside pickup at over 250 local branches. You can get free access to product specialists ready to help you track down hard-to-find items. Plus, Grainger's commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Our stage manager, Brandon, who I love and absolutely respect, I don't know that it was possible for me to love him any more than I do than I did before he gave the answer on what he is the very best in the world at, but I do, and by God, it is a tremendous skill. He believes he is the very best in the world at being able to tell if a piece of pizza that has been laying out is still good to eat without touching it.
See, this is an incredibly valuable skill, and what has been so encouraging here, as we're getting tweets coming into the show and calls too, we're all goats in our own right. Each and every one of us is a goat. Not all of us are Tom Brady or Serena Williams, but each of us is an all-time great at something, and it's very encouraging to see the wide swath of answers we're getting. But so far, Brandon is my favorite.
Let's hit the calls on it at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Joe is up first. Joe, you're on ESPN Radio. What are you the very best in the world at?
I feel like I am the best at judging and shaming Jeopardy contestants every single time it's on. I know I don't know nearly as much information they do, but man, every time they get a question wrong, it is my duty to put them to shame.
Just absolutely destroy them. Is it just about the answers, or do you go to their physical appearance as well? Do you shame them in other ways to the screen?
I wouldn't say physical appearance, but definitely their outfit choice. I mean, you're on Jeopardy, and you're going to not wash your hair. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, great point. Joe, outstanding. Outstanding
good
answer.
Good call. Very good
I love
call.
It. Bubba, I mean, great, great call to start
I was
out
not expecting. I mean, that's what a thing to be the best at.
That's an amazing
that's
thing
pretty
to
good.
Be the best
wash
at.
Your hair.
Steve is up next in Alaska. Steve, what are you the very best in the world at?
I would say this is more a curse than it is a blessing, but I feel like I am the best in the world at finding the hairball my cat's left in the morning with my socks on. Every single time.
What is that? What even is that? Finding the hairball. Do you find the hairball with your feet and your socks? Is that how you do it?
Exactly, but it has to be with my socks on. Like, if I don't have the socks on, it doesn't work. I don't know what that's about.
So is it just the electricity current of the friction of your socks on the carpet that maybe is the difference?
I mean, it has to be. I don't know.
Wow. Outstanding call, Steve. Outstanding call. What a completely useless thing to be the best in the world
at. That one is entirely useless.
Absolutely. But still, it's amazing. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Chris is up next on ESPN Radio. Chris, I put it to you. What are you the very best in the world at?
I am the very best at, after urinating, putting this toilet seat down.
Wow. You're a hero for people everywhere. Hashtag real heroes.
I'm just being honest. No one is better than me. I am the best.
Let me tell you something. I mean, that's an incredibly valuable skill if you are in a relationship. That is an incredibly valuable skill.
The incredible, like the part of that matters most, though, is the perfect attendance element. Like, you can't miss it. One time.
Oh no, it's something you're going to hear about if you miss it one time.
You can if you don't nail it 100% of the time, you are useless.
That is one of those things that is an absolute given and has to be.
Has to be.
And for him to assert that, it speaks to his commitment to consistency.
Yeah, he's all in on the cause.
And they say if you want to be great something in life, you have to spend 10,000 hours doing it. Malcolm Gladwell said that, I believe. So it appears that that would be the case right there for Chris, that he has spent the requisite time, made the personal commitment to making sure he would be the greatest at making sure the toilet seat down.
And if I were had to guess, if I had to guess, he was scolded once in his life about it, and that has remained with him ever since.
It's tough coaching. It's tough love. No doubt. Sometimes it's necessary. There's no question. You know what? God bless you. If you are the best at it, you should be able to own that and enjoy it. Celebrate you.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcasts.